15 minutes. Then we've got Wayne Madsen coming on. Max, I wanted to get into some other subjects here. You heard me when you were on hold for a few minutes getting into psychology today, attacking me. And, I mean, it is whole cloth baloney. It implies I'm estranged from my parents, that I know no one, that I'm a liar, that I'm delusional, that I'm calling for people to carry out acts of violence. I mean, the system, don't they understand they're discrediting themselves just with their wholesale lying?
Well, you know, psychiatrists, you remember Hannibal Lecter was a psychiatrist, so that's about as credible a representation of that industry as you're going to find. Anybody who listens to the psychiatry industry might as well be going on a date with Hannibal Lecter.
Well, I mean, this whole thing is an ad for mind-altering drugs. The editor's note, the editor looks like she's had her soul sucked out here. I mean, these are the... I just get amazed by people this deceptive. Just a crew of, talking about piratical people. I mean, do you agree with me that it really has become just a ruling class that wants to say everybody's mentally ill so they can manage our lives and force drug us in a THX 1138 system?
Look, this, the oligarchy we talked about before, and it extends to these various industries, and the health industry and the drug industry is an industry that's being allowed to write policies for their own benefit. And if they've got psychiatrists and psychoanalysts, remember, in the torture in Guantanamo Bay and these other areas in Iraq and Afghanistan, the American Psychiatric Association was actually having people there oversee the torture. They were actually witnessing the torture. Is that the role of a doctor, to oversee torture? So they're totally out of bounds in their industry. They've been discredited by their participation in torture in these places, and no one should listen to them. And obviously they have an interest in selling drugs and to keep people as mentally unstable and as, incapable of forming rational thought and opinions as possible. So, you know, to be criticized by them, it only means you're doing the right thing. Of course you're going to attract attention from that industry, because what you're saying is going to possibly take people off drugs, and that would cut into their profits. So, of course you're going to be attacked. I mean, I don't even know why I spend more than 5 seconds on it. Those people are just front men and pitch men for the drug industry. If someone's listening to this show and they're not on mind-altering substances, it's because you have shown them the way toward a free thought environment that doesn't need to be told by the drug industry what to think. So, you're cutting into their profits. And anytime you cut into the industry's profits, you're going to be, targeted by that industry. If you come out and say that the banking industry is holding Congress as hostage for a bailout, then the banking industry is going to come out and smear you publicly. When last time we did this campaign against Coca-Cola 2 years ago, the one I just described to you with Whole Foods, we got this guy all over America. They wrote smear campaigns. If you look it up, Coca-Cola hedge fund, you'll see that they were calling me all kinds of vicious names because I was actually threatening their profit centers. If you threaten their profit centers, and their profit centers are all based on monopoly profits and oligarchical profits, they're going to come after you. That's how it's as night follows day. But as long as you people are supporting cash on cash, the expansion of the Alex Jones domain, then obviously the people are with you. Because if they weren't with you, your domain would not be expanding as it is.
Yeah, it's just creepy to have George Soros and the Republicans and Psychology Today and the Wall Street Journal and just all attacking me. And I know it's because we're having success. It's just, it's creepy.
Okay, but Soros, okay, so let me tell you something about Soros. He's a pure hedge fund. He's a pure hedge fund. And hedge funds are a free floating force in the financial universe. They will go wherever they make money. And that's my point. In other words, if enough people boycotted Whole Foods to drive the stock price down, George Soros would be selling short Whole Foods for us.
Because he's a political atheist. He'll just a total pragmatist.
So why don't we use hedge funds to leverage our ideas instead of having the government use hedge funds to leverage their ideas? The hedge funds will go wherever their
money
can be made.
Final segment. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Max, we're trying to get on your Fire My Film site. It's crashed, so a lot of the listeners are checking that out.
It's in beta. So, you know, I figured it would crash. I got to get, it's in beta. So, sorry about that. But, you know, it's going to, as I said, the point is that people can, it's the pirate futures market. You can raise money for independent films, and you can do so by sharing the revenues of pirate yield, pirate sales, as we were just talking about, with the people who are helping you finance the film. So you're bypassing Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is another monopoly in America that is not doing anybody any good.
Yeah, the only problem with your model is all these weasels out there will say they're part of your film now. That's why I couldn't be part of something like that, at least in your early stages, because people would come invest in it just to claim they had a stake in it to mess it up. I mean, have you ever dealt with infiltration, Max?
Oh, yeah, but let me explain something to you. First of all, these are not investments, okay? People are pre-buying a copy. They are pre-buying a copy. So anyone who wants to buy a copy is giving you the order to buy the copy and giving you the money for the copy today, okay? So they're going to get a copy of the film. So it's like going to Amazon and getting something. Now, the fact is you can share as part of the revenues with those people who pre-bought a copy, but they're not obligated to. You have the option to, and their expectation is that they may get nothing. So this is not an investment. It's not an SEC-regulated investment. It's like you buy a pack of cigarettes and you get a coupon. and the coupon might be worth something. Here, you pre-buy a copy of your film, and you're going to give them a coupon.
So it's almost like a political action or supporting alternative film outside the existing corporate model. Now I understand what you're doing. That makes a lot of sense. Very good idea, Max. Okay, in the few minutes we've got left with you, briefly, because I respect your opinion on this, what do you see happening in the next month, 2 months, you know, 5 months, 6 months, a year with the economy as people see that Main Street is still collapsing at an accelerated rate while the media says green shoots, Valhalla, stock market up? I mean, where do you see this going?
The deleveraging is the word to keep in mind. Deleveraging is the term used to describe banks that need to get rid of their bad assets. And the banks have many, many more trillions of dollars worth of bad assets than the trillions of dollars that the government is throwing at the banks. Now, in 2008, for example, you had a lot of people on your show who talked about inflation because they said that the government was going to throw trillions and trillions of dollars at these bad banks, and that trillion of dollars were going to enter the economy in the form of price inflation. Well, it didn't happen. Why? Because the amount of trillions of dollars that have been thrown at the banks is not as great as the many, many trillions of dollars of bad toxic debts that have yet to be revealed. The net result of that is actually, in 2008, had been deflation, you know, shockingly enough. The good news about deflation, by the way, is that gold bullion does well in both deflation and inflation. It does well during extreme economic stress periods, and that's the play for gold bullion. Forget about gold bullion as terms of an inflation play or deflation play. Think about it in terms of an economic systemic banking failure play, and that is yet to be played out. The banking sector has yet to collapse due to the implosion of hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivatives and bad debts. And the fact that simply by Obama putting a few Band-Aids over the situation, the cash for clunkers scheme, all that does is defer the problem. You know, people who owned a car outright for cash now have a monthly car payment. So all they did was increase the debt. They try to solve debt by increasing the debt. So the debt payment is still very high. The global creditors are still, you know, looking to America. I think the trend for Americans is that they have to understand that the U.S. government is forced to sell off more and more of the American infrastructure, tolls, roads, as you find in Texas, that you talked about in your show, ports, and other vital infrastructure has to be sold to foreigners to forgive the debt, which means that the Americans are going to be living in a country that they themselves do not own.
But then meanwhile, Centra came in through its Zachary Australian arm and bought up over 100, it was 144, local newspapers on the Trans-Texas Corridor routes to shut them down from criticizing. That's how much money they've got. They spent hundreds of millions doing that, buying these little papers. And then they have the Austin Chronicle write hoax articles saying it's not Spanish-owned.
The policies for media are, again, written by the media industry. You know, here's a hot-button topic for you. This hot-button topic is, how was it described? What was it called? Not equal access, but there was a law for a while ago, balance access or equal access. You probably know the phrase, what I'm trying to think of. It's they got rid of it under Reagan. When both sides were given the chance to comment on a topic, and then I forget what it is, but Reagan got rid of this because basically he's kowtowing to the media industry. You know, and let me make another point. How come you're not getting subsidies and payments from guys like Glenn Beck who simply take your emotion that you have demonstrated you can have on a public media platform and then use it to sell his agenda? He should be paying you a monthly residual on basically what you pioneered, which is this very, you know, on-the-sleeve, overt, emotional type of presentation that Glenn Beck simply has stolen, and he uses it to put forward the Fox News agenda. I mean, that's outrageous. You know, he should be paying you every month. He should be paying all your light bills, all your parking bills. Glenn Beck should be paying you, Alex Jones, because he's a fake copy. He's a moron.
Well, I'll tell you this in closing, Max, and I can't wait to get you back up with us and also be on your new TV show, that I have talked to people at Fox, and they admit that they are imitating us, they are copying us on their internet shows. They're even using the same video backgrounds we use. It's very bizarre. And Beck does do a copy of me, but then he twists it. And
yeah, he's exactly, because they in other words, you pioneered this entire space of user-supported films and documentaries that go on the internet. Now everybody's doing it. You invented it. You have a way of doing your show, which Glenn Beck tries to imitate, but push the Fox agenda, which is completely dubious and false and counter to what you're talking about.
They even use the same video filter for guests that we first used. It's actually scary.
Glenn Beck for defamation or for ripping you off, from trying to clone you. You know, the guy should be paying you cloning fees every month. He's, you know, the Fox News, why don't they get their own shows and their own presenters? Why do they have to rip off Alex Jones? Murdoch doesn't have any money. He can't hire regular presenters. He can't hire real talent. He's got to hire these bozos. You know, it's shocking. And you know, Jesse Ventura, let's face it, his new show is going to be a great show, I'm sure. But who pioneered the way for that show? Alex Jones. You know, I mean, you're redefining media in America. And, you know, the mainstream media keeps saying, oh, it's not going to work. This
Well, Max, you don't know how right you are. I was talking to Ventura about 6 months ago. No, it was almost a year ago. It was last October when he was here. And he said, yeah, I'm doing a new show called American Conspiracy. And then on air, I said, that's funny, Jesse. Watch this. And I showed him the trailer for a TV show that was pitched 2 years before for me called American Conspiracy. So they changed the name. He didn't know that. He didn't know he'd been pitched my show. They pitched him a new show. And they changed the name to Conspiracy Theory, and now they have changed it the way Jesse had the idea of he'll go out and judge Conspiracy Theory. So it's not really, but the zenith of it was that. And that's what's scary, is to realize that I have trailblazed and pioneered unknowingly so much of what's happened. But you've also pioneered a lot of media activism and ideas in your own right. And I think that's a message to everybody else, that they can pioneer new ideas and new thoughts by just getting out there and doing it.
Yeah, well, the pioneers are the ones with the arrows in their back. You know, the pioneers, they go across the country and they open it up to trailblazers for the rest of the country. You know, they're the ones that get the arrows in the back. They're the ones that die on the trail, you know. And then the people who come later say, oh, this is great. What a fantastic trail. And but unfortunately, as a pioneer, I have no choice, and I just can't stay static and watch these lame mimics and clowns and ne'er-do-wells over there at Fox News and these other media outlets continue to rip people off and serve it up with their monopoly pricing schemes, and they infiltrate the news. They don't give any kind of balanced reporting whatsoever. They are as responsible for the health catastrophe and the war catastrophe and the banking catastrophe as, you know, CNBC has got to be held responsible. James Cramer has got to be held responsible. This guy is a financial terrorist. Is James Cramer. Think of all the money he's blown out of people's accounts, going on TV every day, dancing. And when I was a stockbroker in 1982, okay, it was illegal to put a color photograph in a prospectus because they thought it was too enticing. Here we are in 2009, and James Cramer's practically doing a strip tease on a strip pole, you know, showing a little thigh and doing his little come-on dance. It's to, you know, where's the Christian right about that? James Cramer, it looks like he's...
Well, no, he gets you all emotional, and it's mad money, but it's like it's Crazy Eddie or something. But let me ask you this in closing, and then we've got Wayne Madsen coming up with some breaking news on the CIA, always breaking big news. When do you see the sucker rally ending, then, if it is a sucker rally?
It's not tradable. You know, you don't trade this rally thinking you're going to get in and out. You know, just stick to your core positions, which are gold bullion. Gold bullion has been averaging 20% a year for 5 or 6 years now. Last year it was up 5% even during the catastrophe of 2008. Just stick to your core positions. If you want to get actively involved in this market, do what I'm telling you, which is to get involved in this boycott Whole Foods and encourage George Soros and these other hedge funds to sell short Whole Foods and to drive that stock price down to below a buck a share. And I've got people in London with $1 million to give to the victims of America's healthcare industry based on that stock price going to below.
And what, you have an article with the details of what you're talking about at MaxKaiser.com?
It's the same thing I did 2 years ago with Coca-Cola. If you look up Max Kaiser, Coca-Cola, and the Karma Bank hedge fund,
Haven't even put this out in press release yet. You're talking about it here first?
I'm breaking it on your show!
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, Max, let me say bye to you during the break. We got Wayne Madsen coming up with a lot of key news straight ahead right here on GCN Radio Network. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Wayne Madsen is our guest for the rest of the hour. He's on the street in D.C. Just came out of an international TV interview. Wayne Madsen worked with the National Security Agency. A lot of times when you're watching C-SPAN, they're having an NSA hearing or CIA hearing. You'll see him in the audience reporting. He's just broken so many big news stories here on this show. And he said he's been in the CIA government archives the last few days. He had something big for us today. But I originally wanted to get him on when we called him late last week. But he said he was in the CIA archives and their archives, couldn't come on then. Was about his reports that are now coming out mainstream news that the makers of the vaccine won't take it, the doctors won't take the flu vaccine, but they want us to take it. And, of course, he originally broke that it was man-made. Other virologists and scientists have now concurred with that. So Wayne Madsen joins us now. Should we get into the flu thing first, or the latest Blackwater torture, those hearings and Blackwater killings and I should have said Blackwater and torture hearings that I was watching yesterday. Where should we start, Wayne?
Well, we can certainly go with the flu first, because that's going to start to rear its ugly head at the end of this month now. We're already in September.
Amazing that it's September 2nd, and they're now talking about quarantines, lockdowns of cities, mainstream news. They're talking about implementing executive orders for this. Do you think they're going to go with that, or has their fear-mongering not taken hold like they wanted?
Well, it's hard to say. We're seeing directives coming out of various state governments, for example, that are talking exactly about things like forced quarantines and forced vaccinations. We had Governor Schwarzenegger basically sound a very dire warning about the number of 1 in 4 people in California could get this flu. And the chief epidemiologist of the state of Minnesota is talking about similar numbers in Minnesota. And so now we have state officials sounding this very severe alarm bell. So where is this all going? I guess we won't know. We saw President Obama urge people to get the H1N1 vaccine. I think it would be interesting to find out if he is going to take it and he's going to have it administered to his two girls and Michelle.
Yeah, will his two girls get all three of the shots that Dr. Obama wants us to take?
Well, listen, if there was anyone in the White House press corps that had any, they would ask that question, but don't hold your breath on that, because this White House press corps has shown itself to be totally compliant with all their puffball questions.
You're talking about a Weibo's-free environment.
Well, I'll tell you that what I'm hearing about the vaccine, and this actually is coming, in one case, somebody who was very instrumental in developing the smallpox vaccine is saying that he's not going to take this particular vaccine. He's urging his family and his friends not to take it either.
Break that down for us.
Well, I mean, what we've got in vaccines, and I know that even NBC's Dateline the other night ran a story on the danger of vaccines, especially with the issue of autism, with this ingredient called thimerosal, which is one half mercury, and also these squalenes. These are what's thought to have caused the Gulf War syndrome in the troops during Desert Storm who were administered vaccines. I would say, I would note also against their will, of course, if you're in the military, they say they own you 24 hours a day, and we saw that appeared terribly in the ailments of some of our returning troops from Desert Storm.
Now, under level 6, and previously level 6 was the highest, now it's 6.2. It's like they're Spinal Tap. They're going from 10 to 11, you know, a new level of fear-mongering, or on the red color code to some color above it, purple, you know, for even worse. But under the executive order that CBS News is reporting on, it allows quarantines, forced inoculations, all of this. You know, this was originally out in April in CBS News. We'll zoom in on this article there for people at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, yeah, it's now in Iowa and in Massachusetts. They're preparing to come in your house without warrants, forced injections, and then Texas passed a law where they're going to take blood now at checkpoints without warrants. I mean, just any excuse to get in our bodies.
And also I saw a directive from the state of Tennessee that talks about maybe having to close banks down, that the banks would be allowed to close for business if they're concerned about people transmitting the flu in banks. So we're seeing a lot of this stuff now coming out from various state and local governments.
Absolutely. Wayne Madsen's our guest. Long segment coming up with Wayne Madsen. We're going to cover a whole host of issues and where he sees the economy going. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Paul Watson has a counterpiece to Psychology Today's hit piece on me. But I want Paul to also add the history of psychiatry and psychology with Hitler, the Soviets, and, of course, the communist Chinese. And I want to put in there what Kaiser mentioned about how it was psychologists and psychiatrists that ran the torture, including in the Army's report, raping the children. So let's make sure that we show that this system works for the globalist. I mean, it's nothing but a group of high priests that... What do you think of this move to list, and that's what they do, Psychology Today hit piece labels conspiracy thinking as psychotic illness, talks about how we're potentially violent and dangerous, says right here that it's dopamine levels, that we're borderline schizophrenic. You know, we're so insane we're hearing choo-choo trains in the background. I can tell Madsen's by a train. I mean, this is really a juvenile trick. He says there's no world population reduction numbers. None of that's real. There's no Bank of the World. There's no global banking cartel. It's just Madsen. We are completely mad.
Well, I ran a story not long ago about the National Security Agency, and I've been writing about how people that work there have been subjected to psychological and psychiatric abuse by the medical department there as a way to basically pull their clearances if they're considered not to be working within the system. And recently I found out that the NSA Security, which is called the Q Group, and NSA Medical are working together now prescribing what they call happy pills. This is Prozac and Zoloft for employees who show that they're not towing the line. So here we have another example of what can only be described as how the Soviet Union handled dissidents. They had these psychushka psychiatric hospitals. If you were against the Soviet system, they thought you were crazy, and they would put you in a psychiatric hospital. Now we see that happening here within our some of our own intelligence agencies.
Well, it was, I mean, watching documentary films and reading history books about Nazi Germany, most of the tyranny from 33 to 38, before they really started the big official camps, was psychiatry, and it was merged with eugenics, and they were the ones that would come and take your kids and raise them in government dorms. They were the ones who would come take your kid who had a problem and then euthanize them. And I would bring this up. I mean, I brought up the famous inventor of lobotomies, how he would do public lobotomies with an ice pick, and he just said that's not true. And I, in fact, search engine startpage.com or Google or whatever for people right now on screen, lobotomy with an ice pick, and you'll have mainstream news. And I even gave this to him, and he would just giggle and say I was crazy on the other end of the phone. I mean, who are these people, Wayne Madsen? Are they like on power trips and they love going in and having women come into them and lay down, you have mental illness, I'll help you? I mean, it sounds just like a Svengali con artist guild.
Well, when we look at this CIA report on how they treated the detainees with prolonged diapering, extended nudity, you have to wonder what kind of perverts, and I think that's where this investigation is going. I've written about Dick Cheney. I've written about Scooter Libby. When you look at what these two individuals, I won't call them gentlemen because they're not gentlemen by any stretch, but when you look at what these two individuals were involved in, Libby writing a novel about turn-of-the-century Japan in the early 20th century where there's references to bestiality and pedophilia, and we know about, Dick Cheney had a predilection for some of the escorts provided to Halliburton by Pamela Martin and Associates, which was run by the late Deborah Jean Palfrey. I think we're getting to the actual crux of what the last administration was all about.
Well, absolutely. Here's NPR. We just search engine lobotomy with ice pick, and you can click on it and watch photos and videos of them ramming the ice pick into the corner of the eye, into the skull with pleasure. And I sent him this MP article, NPR, and he just laughed. Man, it's funny. I mean, it's funny that they're this psychotic guild out enjoying itself, having its way with everyone. And the New Freedom Initiative wants to drug half of the school children in America. I mean, that came out in mainstream news, and I would bring that up, and he would just laugh. I mean, it's not funny, and I don't think they realize their mind games aren't working with us anymore, Wayne.
No, definitely not, and I think, that's why I think what we're seeing now, the stuff come out of the White House talking about shutting down the Internet if there's a national emergency. Obviously, there's no interest in having information available when you've got people like this with their agendas running the show.
Well, Wayne, let's get into some other issues here. I digress. It's just, what do you call it where the mainstream media will say we're setting up a world government to be run by private banks, and it's going to be a planetary regime, and we're going to drug your water, and then we read it, and then they write articles saying we're insane, it doesn't exist, in sometimes the same publications a month later. What, I mean, is that doublespeak, doublethink? I mean, what is that?
Well, I think it's just taking an approach to creating conflict, creating chaos, constant chaos. When you have constant chaos, of course, people can take advantage of that situation. And we've seen it happen time and time again. I'm actually sitting across from the CBS News Bureau here in Washington right now. That's why you're hearing the traffic noise. But, I mean, if you talk to these journalists individually, those who are left who haven't been laid off with this downturn in the economy and this extreme change in how news is covered in the United States, you talk to them individually, they know these things, but they'll never get it through the producers and the editors to get it on the air on the major news networks.
Yeah, all that's left now is a really seedy guild of mercenary media people who will just do whatever they're told. And
well, that's right.
And I think that's only going to accelerate their the discrediting of them quicker, because these are such lazy hit pieces they do on the freedom movement. I mean, don't they understand this is only confirming to everyone just how scum-filled they are?
Well, I think it gets to this whole idea of the elitism. You've got all the major networks now controlled by big corporations, and it's this ivory tower approach. I cover the news inside the Beltway, but, you know, the term inside the Beltway has always been used to describe this sort of incestuous relationship that politicians, journalists, and others, what they call quote-unquote movers and shakers, have in this town. And obviously, if you're reading from something that isn't part of the official script, you're always criticized and made fun of and intimidated.
Well, I'm also seeing this drumbeat against myself and other activists that we're violent and we're calling for violence, even though I'm calling for the opposite. That's in Psychology Today. Within hours of Poplawski doing what he did, the Southern Poverty Law Center said it was my fault. I've got some of the Soros people now coming out and saying Obama is not calling for national service and I'm a dangerous liar. Why am I, because I know this happens to you too, but I mean, really, it's happened bad now. And I'm wondering if in your expertise you think they're building up to something. Because in my experience, they demonize you just to demonize you and discredit you, or they demonize you in preparation for something else. And I hope that's not what it is. False charges, my murder, whatever the case may be. And whatever the case is, I'm ready for it, and you know, this is the path I'm on, and it's an honor to fight these people. But why do you think they're really coming after me right now?
Well, as I say, we've always had an element of this in the past where journalists who didn't fall into line were criticized, and certainly Jack Anderson faced a lot of that criticism. I.F. Stone, as he Stone, faced that criticism, and others, but now we're seeing with this conglomeration of the media, the corporate media having a lot more power to demonize those who basically call them out on how they cover these stories. And certainly we see that time and time again. And as you say, months later, for example, NBC Dateline is reporting that all vaccines may not be safe. They featured this man, Dr. Wakefield, who was been criticized by his peers, who said, look, you know, these vaccines have to be looked at. I haven't done all the research, but the research should be conducted, and we should have, an independent verification by professionals as to whether these vaccines are in fact safe.
Well, that's the thing, is they're now admitting Gardasil's killing a bunch of people, and then in flu vaccine trials in Europe, it's killed a bunch of people. I got that wrong and flipped it to Texas. They were worried in Texas, but the deaths are in Europe. We showed those articles. I'm just wondering where all this is going, because there seems to be a crisis in confidence. And instead of the establishment being more truthful, they're now more and more just intensifying the lying, or they're talking out of both sides of their mouths, almost like they're committing suicide politically in front of us.
Well, the proof will be in the pudding. If the people who are suggesting that we all take the vaccine for H1N1, if they really feel that way, let's see them be the first in line when these vaccines are available and are being administered. Let's see whether Schwarzenegger is the first one to get the vaccine in Sacramento, and whether President Obama is on camera showing him getting it and his family. But if we don't see that, obviously, we're not going to believe politicians, especially when your health, your very life may be at risk.
Well, Wayne, I don't believe anything they say. They could take a shot of saline solution. They've been caught doing similar stunts in the past. I believe nothing they say. And I think that's what the establishment hasn't quite yet figured out. And the longer it takes for them to figure it out, the better. Because, you know, if they get more sophisticated, they'll be harder to beat. Just their bald-faced lying about everything is really helping us awaken everybody. But shifting gears, I got to toot your horn again. That's why I really respect you, Wayne Madsen. And by the way, you're in the upcoming film Fall of the Republic with Max Kaiser and many others. I remember, you know, it's like you have the knowledge. You forget everywhere you saw it unless you go Google it and pull it up. But I remember Cy Hirsch, you, other people, Ray McGovern, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And then you really in the last year especially saying, look, Blackwater's running hit teams, Delta Force is involved, they're killing political enemies. Then I tied that into UPI, AP, Jerusalem Post, 2003, Israel bragging, we got hit teams even in America. So a lot of this is from the hit teams themselves. And then Merck putting out in federal documents that they have hit teams, quote, liquidating doctors in a seek and destroy program. And then Merck says, oh, that's just a joke we give to these these mercenaries. You were one of the first people to break this. A, what was your intel on that, if you can tell us? And then B, it appears we just uncovered, like, the very tip of the iceberg, and it's this huge archipelago or constellation of murder gangs. And I was watching congressional hearings yesterday with all this starting to come out. I mean, my God, it looks like it was worse than we even thought.
I'll tell you one thing that surprised me. I never thought that Blackwater was as close to the CIA as we now know it was, that they got these sole source contracts to, first of all, engage in covert actions around the world, that they were using foreign mercenaries to conduct targeted assassinations, and they were using U.S. Retired U.S. military personnel to do the same thing. The reason I say that is because we were told that there was a major difference of opinion between Donald Rumsfeld when he was Secretary of Defense and the person in charge of the Counterterrorism Center at CIA, Kofor Black, who, by the way, then went after he was at the State Department, he went to work for Blackwater's intelligence gathering arm, for Total Information Systems. Now we see with Buzzy Krongard, the executive director at the CIA, leaves the CIA and winds up on the advisory board for Blackwater. His brother, Cookie Krongard, is the inspector general for the State Department, basically covering up all the Blackwater contracts and the malfeasance at state. We know that other CIA officials went to work for Blackwater. I guess the biggest surprise was the initial reports were that there was this schism between the Pentagon and the CIA, but now we know that that was probably just a mere turf battle. It had nothing to do with the use of Blackwater whatsoever.
So how much murdering is going on? Because they admit it was Cheney's enemies, not just, quote, al-CIA-da. I mean, who are they killing?
Well, I when I first heard about George Tenet's attack matrix, worldwide attack matrix, I was looking, and I was told by sources close to the CIA that they said, look, it's not just in Iraq and Yemen and Afghanistan they're targeting people. They told me about politicians in Lebanon being targeted, people with various human rights movements and secessionist movements from Indonesia to Colombia also being targeted. So this, in fact, was what Tenet told all the members of the cabinet and President Bush's senior advisors at Camp David just a few days after 9/11. It was, in fact, a worldwide attack matrix. And when you've got a sociopath like Dick Cheney sitting there basically calling the shots, it was get-even time, obviously, for him and his closest advisors.
Well, let me ask you this. From the MO we've got from when Rumsfeld brought in Cheney during Ford, as you know, that it's really Rumsfeld is the one, even through the last administration, that was really the real president. People say it was Cheney, but in that weird relationship, do you agree that Rumsfeld was actually above him?
Well, this was a mentoring type relationship that they had. These two individuals are like frickin' frack when it comes to modern American politics, and certainly it was Cheney that was very upset when Bush, I guess, listened to his daddy and said, it's time to get rid of Rumsfeld. And Cheney was very much opposed to that, as much as he was against Bush's decision not to pardon Scooter Libby. I think we see what the network was that committed these war crimes, and that's why.
But is Rumsfeld at the top of the Cheney pyramid, or is Cheney there?
I think you'd have to separate these two guys with a crowbar. I think they're basically almost like brothers in arms. Certainly, Rumsfeld in the Ford administration was the chief of staff, went on to become the Secretary of Defense, and then, of course, Cheney moved up to become chief of staff for Ford. But their whole purpose in the Ford administration was to make sure the new Democratic Congress, in the wake of Watergate, did not take all these imperial powers away from the White House.
In fact, they expanded it. They wrote the current COG that the National Security Council is using for the NORTHCOM takeover. And now the Pentagon, as you know, Lane, wants 400,000 troops. A year ago, it was 20,000. Now it's 400,000 on the streets of America?
That's right. That's right. And certainly we know that they were the ones behind the CIA, you know, getting rid of Bill Colby as CIA director. Bill Colby was trying to come clean on a lot of these issues about, including assassinations, Allende in Chile and other things that came out.
Stay there. Final segment. I want to ask you what the big CIA news is. You said you were in the archives, got something breaking. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is the end of the radio transmission.
This is the end.
We are in the final 5 minutes. We're going to go back to Wayne with some breaking news. He'll have more for us. He's going to be back in the CIA archives. Be with us next week. Really appreciate him joining us. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is diginet.net. That's D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. A whole line of very inexpensive, high-quality audio and video recording pens, hidden systems in your car, very inexpensive, high-quality. Believe me, that pen you see on your screen if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv cost me $150 last year at Bilderberg. They got them for like $45 to $50, depending on how much memory you get on them. So check them out at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. Or check out their banner at InfoWars.com. Protect yourself at diginet.net. And don't forget the great folks at frontsight.com. They got 5 days of world-class firearms training with a 30-state concealed weapons permit. That's 75% off. It's like $1,100. And then on top of it, you get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. So you're talking like 85% off total on the course. It's outside Pahrump, Nevada. Got a lot of free courses and information online at frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle sight, frontsight.com. Check them out today, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, Wayne Madsen. Wayne, you were getting into Blackwater and the sex slave children. We talked about that years ago with Halliburton and DynCorp, congressional hearings, Chicago Tribune, Psychology Today makes jokes about it. I mean, we're not schizophrenic. It's in congressional hearings about this now. You've got some more intel on that with them tied into Thailand.
Well, in the last couple of days, under a new Justice Department program called Twisted Traveler, they busted the first time under this program, three Americans in Cambodia for engaging in sex with kids there. The problem is that the State Department was said to have been involved with this investigation through the Diplomatic Security Service. I've checked this out. I mean, the U.S. embassies in Southeast Asia are rife with pedophiles. They're diplomats. I've actually discovered that they provide, in some cases, child prostitutes for visiting U.S. VIPs, including members of Congress. I've been trying to get a list of all the congressional delegations that have been down there since the 1990s, specifically 96 to the present time. When these guys get caught, instead of prosecuting them, sending them back to the United States, they simply transfer them to another embassy in Southeast Asia where they're allowed to continue these decadent practices. So it's fine the Justice Department is looking at it. They're getting the low-hanging fruit here, though. They're not going after the diplomats, the CIA stations that are involved in this, especially for blackmail purposes. Everything from local businessmen to members of Congress.
Well, Wayne, in closing, every time I'm researching globalism, I'm not even looking for it, and you run into pedophiles. From your research, is it a pedophile guild at all levels of government in key man positions that are really running things?
Well, I have to say that in the State Department, it's one of the worst case scenarios for this type of thing. The state, as I say, the diplomatic corps in Southeast Asia, including ambassadors, either are involved with this or give a wink and a nod to it. Consular officials do the same thing. We're talking about an underground cult that basically looks out for one another.
Well, that's what we find even in state investigations. I mean, it's just we kick open the doors and it's always satanic pedophiles and weirdos and scum. And it just, God help us with these people. That's the New World Order. Wayne, when you can get on a landline in the next few days, I want to be back on this subject specifically. WayneMadsenReport.com, WayneMadsenReport.com, or TheWayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you, Alan.
All right, there he goes. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 p.m. Keep spreading the word about this show as we fight tyranny. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.